Night in Bagai, Cork's hit music station, Red FM, 29 minutes past 8 o'clock, and Billie Eilish has been confirmed as the singer of the next, of the theme of the next Bond movie, which is called No Time to Die. There's a theory that you can sing any song to Billie Eilish Bad Guy, though, right? So I was thinking, why don't you just sing No Time to Die along to, just sing No Time to Die. Or I was thinking, you know, you might be late for work in the morning, your alarm hasn't gone off, you're rushed, you don't have time for breakfast, you don't have time to have a shower for yourself, your boss is going to be at you if you're late, and all because the alarm didn't go off in time this morning. You're on the back foot, Jay.
You are?
This is No Time to Die. Wake up, I forgot to set my alarm. Pins and needles are in me arm. Can't lift it to turn on the light. Thinking this day's already shit. I need to get off out to work because my boss is such a jerk. I know I just cannot be late or he will be irate. No time to shower now. I don't have an hour now. I'm smelling really sour now. I'm feeling really dour now. No time for brekkie, it's not very funny. I'm just feeling hungry. Won't somebody feed me? I've no time to die. Duh.
Do you like it?
Very good.
And that's it now. She doesn't have to do anything for the film.
Sorted.
Do you know, I send over the MP3. I transfer it to her on the MP3. The new song from Billie Eilish.
I've no time to die.
Beautiful stuff.
Red FM weather.
We've all been through a lot over the last few months.
From lockdown with our families,
to coping with working from home,
from isolating and waiting for news on loved ones,
to queues for toilet paper, and now socially distant queuing.
It's been a strange time.
It's important now, as things start to return to normal, that we take the chance to talk.
So when you see your friends again, ask them how they're doing.
And if you need to talk to someone about how you're feeling, there's help available.
Niniarth Gakur Lakela.
Stronger together.
Red FM.
Find help, advice, and suggestions at yourmentalhealth.ie.
You know, Avery loved water, but when he saw water, he only saw the laughter, the fun, the ball playing, you know, the jumping in and out. And
no fear.
No fear. Even though you would try to teach him, you know, water is dangerous, and you know, like a pot of hot water is very dangerous. You know, you'd say that's
hot. So he's not going to know whether he's got armbands on or not. He's just going to go for it.
I think the armbands gave, and it gave me, I suppose, a false sense of reassurance, of protection. You know, he never left the apartment without his armbands. He was never around the pool without his armbands. I thought that that was okay because I would have always been there.
And you, and of course you were that morning.
I was there, yeah.
And he was watching television with his bottle, wasn't he?
Yeah, we got up and we were tidying up because my husband was arriving that morning.
Who was there with you?
There was myself, my two girls and my dad.
Right.
We had been out the night before with family friends, the Maverleys. We'd gone for a lovely dinner. We had a great night and got up the next morning. We knew Daddy was coming on the plane. So, you know, we were tidying up and he asked for his bottle and he wanted to watch Paw Patrol. So I did. I lay him on the couch with his blankies and his bottles and tucked him in, kissed him and went off about tidying, you know, went to the bathroom, made sure that was clean, went to the bedroom. You know, and came back out and all that was left on the couch was a bottle and two blankets. So I didn't panic because it didn't even pop into my head that he had left. You know, I checked the bedroom and I checked the bathroom and I was, you know, Avery, where are you? You know, thought he was hiding until I went outside. And I called, Avery, are you right?
Started to panic now?
No, still, no, okay. no panic. Until the man next door said, did I hear right? And I said, yeah, Avery's missing. He said, oh my God, there's a baby in the pool. And I knew it. I knew straight away. I ran. I just ran and turned the corner and I could see him. I could see him lying there, but I just couldn't get to him fast enough. He was so close, but he was so far away. And that was the longest run I ever had in my life.
Did you jump in?
No, he was out of the water at that stage. Yeah. I had, you know, I could hear my feet thumping off the floor. I could hear myself screaming his name, and got down there. And there was, thankfully, there was a lady staying there. She was from Sweden. I think she was a paramedic. Mm-hmm. And she was performing CPR on him by the time I got down there. And, you know, just fell next to him and was shaking his leg and rubbing his hands and, you know, saying, you know, Avery, it's time to wake up now. You know, you're going to be fine. You know, games are over. Never thinking that the outcome that we did have 24 hours later, you know, that he was gone.
Yeah, but there was a pulse, wasn't there? And
they did, you know, it turned into absolute mayhem, you know. We lived in a gated community. There were no barriers around the pool. There was no lifeguard. And the man on the opposite side of the apartment had been out with his son. His son was only 17. And he pulled him out of the pool. There was 12, if not 15, paramedics rushed in, worked on him. There was helicopters, ambulance. There was just people every, and you know, there was people taking photographs. And I remember,
why?
I don't know. There was people taking photographs, and I remember one man came out of his apartment, had a cup of coffee in his hand and just stood at the end of the pool watching, you know, drinking his cup of coffee. And I just got so cross that I actually made a run for him. And I said, you know, I was screaming, I'm, you know, this isn't a spectator sport, you know, that's my child.
Yes, I can understand, you know, that this is not for your entertainment.
No.
I love Cork.
Red FM.
I'm hoping it's Ricky Gervais.
Why do you think that's Ricky Gervais?
Well, I must be honest, my good mate Drew rang me and gave me a tip-off the other day. We've been training you all week.
Well, Adrian and Drew, here's what I got to tell you, right? You're right! You are right! You just won $5,000!
I can't believe it.
Cork couple Mark and Holly, who are both in their 30s, lost their jobs and fell on hard times. They say they're struggling to secure accommodation due to rocketing rent prices, and they say they've been left with no other option but to live in tents near others in similar situations. But they say despite some addiction issues in the camp, there's safety in numbers.
The majority of people are either on alcohol or diacetylmorphine or diamorphine, aka heroin.
Do you mind living around that?
Well, at the moment, there is a good group down here.
They keep everything clean. Like, there was a load of needles when we first came here, and in fairness,
we cleaned up the whole place.
A lot of the lads cleaned them all up, and you actually don't see any needles or anything like that around here.
A communal barbecue, makeshift toilets, and an area for drying clothes have been set up. But Holly and Mark say they really miss the basics.
We have to use face wipes to kind of clean ourselves, you know. Those wet wipes, put on some cream, and bugs are biting the bugs are biting the crap out of us. Hives all over us, so it's a bit of a tricky one.
The pair say they're saving up for a car so they can live there for a while. But they say their situation is depressing, and with winter approaching, they're stressed, worried, and drinking is becoming very appealing to them.
The drink lately now has actually, in the last 2-3 weeks, has become appealing to us.
You know, the winter's coming up and we're like stressed out.
We're a bit stressed out, yeah. We don't normally drink, we actually hate drink. We have to stop that, like, so we're hoping we won't go drinking.
It's not going to solve anything.
Those living in the tented village are calling on the government to tackle the rental sector and give people in their situation a real chance at life. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News at the Mardyke.
Airtastic Afternoons. on Red FM's More Music.
Big Bounce, we just said it before, Harry Styles, caller 5. I've got Tara O'Regan from Dunamore. Tara, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. Kids back to school today, were they?
Yeah, thank God. Yeah,
it's
normal today.
Do you know, does every mum and dad that's listening right now, they probably relate to the feeling that you have right now when you drop them at school this morning, has gone, bit of normality.
It was like a holiday for me this morning.
Tell me about your three kids. Who have you got? What's their names?
I've got two girls and a boy. Becky's in secondary school, so she's 13.
Okay.
And I have a 10-year-old and a 4-year-old. So three different schools, so three different pickups in the evening.
Wow. So what time does the first pickup? In the next couple of minutes?
Well, I collected Adam from play school there now at 7 o'clock. And then the next one now is 3:40 and the next one is at 4:30.
Mom's taxi ready to rock and roll.
Oh, all I need now is to put up a number of play hours. Taxi day.
have one of them actually on, have the meter running. Come here, I've got a kids question for you. So if you want to get the family to Little Island and you can let them run riot while you have a couple there, which superhero can climb up walls and buildings?
Oh, Superman? Spider-Man?
Spider-Man. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Tara, come here. Thank you for listening to Red FM. Airtastic. We're going to get yourself and the kids there. Well done.
Great. Thanks a million for that.
Thank you, Dan, the taxi man, for filling me in on that and more traffic info across the evening to help get you home here on Dave Max Drive, because that's what we do Monday through Friday, and we are the most listened to drive show in Cork, bar absolutely none. So thank you very much for that. And for that, and to fit in with this sunny, warm weather, I've selected a special summer song for you that you'll hear right after this.
It's official. Red FM is your favourite radio station in Cork.
Cork's hit music station, Red FM. That's DJ Regard, and ride it before that, Dermot Kennedy, All My Friends, in your five hits in a row here on Dave Max Drive this Friday evening. Welcome to the weekend. On the way for you, picture this with One Night, Tyre Cruise, Kylie Minogue, Higher, and your home run hit this evening. Let's see, can you figure it out? This is the intro to the song.
They're gonna clean up your looks with all the lies in the books to make a citizen out of you. They sleep with a gun and keep an eye on you, son, so they can watch all the things you do.
Red FM, what you think because this evening's home run hit is, who you are, who you like me to play it for, and where you're from. 0868 104 106. If I call you back, I'll get your request and I'll sort you out with some 4-star pizza and I'll play the song. I met a girl, I thought she was grand, fell in love, found out firsthand, went well for a week or two, then it all came unglued. What is it I found out?
She hates me. Well, she hates me.
Well, exactly. We'll play the radio version of that one. And the reason I picked the song was it was the best thing I could tie in to Indy 19 on up in Mitchelstown and all together now on over in Waterford, because no one wants to be in what for the weekend?
In Puddleham Water.
Hundreds of concerts and festivals have been cancelled or rescheduled.
You know, you don't have to miss out on every event. Cork's Red FM presents Heroes Aid Live, the online event of the summer, streamed to your very own home Sunday, May 3rd, featuring Gavin James, Key West, Stephanie Rainey, True Tides, and more, with all funds going to Heroes Aid, supporting frontline workers in their fight to support us all. Heroes Aid Live, Bank Holiday Sunday, May 3rd at 7 p.m. on redfm.ie. All the excitement of a festival without the portaloos. Event not subject license, no ticket required for entry, but donation very much appreciated. See heroes-aid.com and redfm.ie for more.
State Music Station, Red FM, number one in tonight's top 7 at 7. Big track from St. John, it's Roses. Good choice, you guys. It's Izzy with you on air until 10 o'clock, and I know The world that we live in at the moment is a really, really strange place and there's a lot of uncertainty. If you're looking for any updates, redfm.ie/coronavirus. But my job is to help you escape all of that right now and entertain you for the next 3 hours. We're going to keep it really upbeat, really light, and I have loads of tunes coming your way like...
I need somebody to know.
Lewis Capaldi, someone you loved. Somebody to have. Take the time back. 21 Pilots, Stressed Out. Here, we're playing Adele, Someone You Loved. Guys, I think we need to change the music. Can we just reverse all of that? Maybe make things a little bit more upbeat, you know, with everything going on? Okay, let's try that again. Whew, that's better. Endure, Pump It Up coming up. Also playing you some Flo Rida, Good Feeling. Don't show up. And Dua Lipa's Don't Start Now. So they are just three of the tracks that are coming your way between now and 10. But what would you like me to play for you? 1850 104 106, text or WhatsApp 086 8104 106 or send us a voice note.
Hi, I'm Luke from Mallow. I'd like to hear Castle on the Hill on the show today. I love the show. Bye.
Thank you so much for your voice note. Here it is on Cork's Red FM. Killian is in the house on the way from 10 on the late shift, but you're after like, I don't know, I'm a bit freaked out because Killian basically told me that he's made me like a musical present and I'm like, I don't know what it is.
I've made you a musical gift in the office because I'm a fan of your show and it's made with love and you will enjoy it. It's only 30 seconds long.
Okay, this is my first time hearing it now, so let's just give it a whirl. Oh Lord.
Monday to Thursday. You play all the songs that I want you to play. There's a tune in my head and it won't go away. Now I know I'm more indie, so I need you here, Izzy. Can I tell you something just between you and me? I love Red Hits with Izzy.
Oh my God. That is probably the best thing I've ever had made for me in the world, Killian. That was amazing.
Morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
Good morning, madam. How are we? How was your weekend?
Fantastic. How was yours?
It was grand, actually. I ate way too much pizza yesterday. I feel like death today.
Sorry.
Yeah. And we're getting our photograph taken tomorrow, are we, Ciara?
Oh, yeah, we are.
Oh, God.
No, sucking
in. Oh, no. Oh, God.
Yeah. We just have to suck in.
You have to suck. That's it, exactly. Or what's that thing Jonathan Ross wears? What's that, like
a kind of... maybe?
A what? Spanx. Yeah, I'll get some Spanx. Do you have Spanx? Will you spank me, Ciara? I don't know if that's the kind of photo that we're going for.
I wasn't told about this.
There was no mention of the spanks, the spanking. But sure, I'll try it at once, Michelle. Where in the world are you?
Ballyfihan.
Lovely. And do you want to say hello to anyone this morning before we get into the game?
Anyone that knows me, I suppose.
Excellent stuff. Anyone that knows... Huh?
That's the easiest thing, isn't it?
Absolutely, babes. Absolutely. Here we go then. We've got three cards. Here's how it works. Do you know where I've been listening to this, Michelle? Do you know how it goes?
I do, but I'm kind of rubbish now with cards. But look, we'll get there. It's fine.
It's just random. It's whatever cards come up. You pick a card now, you choose to stick or pick another. If you go again and go lower, you're busted. It's game over. If you go higher, that means you're one step closer to that incredible trip to Boston. The person with the highest number card at the end of each day goes through to the next round. And if you get an ace, isn't there a thing about an ace?
Straight through.
An ace, I think it's straight through.
Yeah. Awesome. Right, let's go then. Card one is... Michelle, it's the four of diamonds.
Sweet Jesus, what does that mean? Four diamonds.
The four of diamonds, it means it's pretty low. Pretty low. I'd say...
So we'll change it, right? Change that one.
Let's go again. We'll try and go higher if we can. Higher. Next one is... It's the six of spades. Still not very high, though.
Now, can I change again?
Well, it's not really changing. I suppose you are changing. Yeah, you got one more card if you want to flip. You're on six at the moment.
Oh, flip it.
Here we go. For flip's sake. Yeah. Michelle, well done you. It is the King of Diamonds. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
That's nice and high. So either, what, a king, you can either match. Someone could match that and you both get it. Is that what happens today?
Yeah, somebody could get an ace, they'll go straight through. If somebody else gets a king, they'll go through as well. Which is a really good position.
Well, you're in a flying position then. Well done. That's well done, madam. Michelle, you're brilliant. So fair play.
Have a lovely day.
You too, hon. Bye. Right, that cue to call. We'll play at some stage after 9 o'clock today. Another chance to get on with Neil after nine, only here on Red FM.
Breakfast on Cork's Red FM.
For yourself and Emma, is there any way? I know you're involved in Cork now next year, but there's no way you could be tempted back in after doing the three in a row. You've had your lap.
Well, I say it's such a hard thing to do, to stand in front of 30, 4 or 5 gentlemen that you really admire, and probably, you know, just say, tell them that you're moving on. I found that emotionally very hard myself, I'll only be honest. But because we've built up a great bond, and you know, we trust one another. Fellas look out for each other. If there's a problem, they'll let you know and you can sort it out man to man, and that's the way it should be, you know. I suppose on top of that then, you know, it's just the duty of care. And then on top of that then, the way they play when they tag off and put the jersey in the back, it's unbelievable. And you know, I'm proud of each and every one of them.
The Late Shift with Killian Pettit, Red FM.
Come here, I'll tell you what. With the massive global success of sexy Irish teenagers, aka normal people, it looks like coppers might have to open franchises all across the Balearics. That's right. Pasty-looking GAA jersey and silver chain-wearing young fellas are all the rage, thanks to that hot slab of Sligo goodness, Connell, played by Paul Mescal. So whenever we're allowed away again on foreign holidays, the lads of Ireland better bring their hurleys, as it looks like you might have to bait them away from you.
Oh my God, are you Irish?
Yeah.
I love your football jersey.
Thanks.
And your chain.
My mum gave it to me for my confirmation.
Can I touch it? It's so hard.
Careful, that's the hardy we won the county with.
So, do you want to come back to my room and act like normal people?
I'll have to get back to you, love. This is our tune. Come on, the boys. Sweet Caroline. What?
Connell.
I'm Padraig.
Anyway, my favourite time of the week is always this lady answering problems across Cork.
Cork's Red FM.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlock because I can't afford Blackrock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hi. It's all about Lapland on our parents' WhatsApp group. Busy, busy BlackRock moms who swear blind it's a new cream, but we all know it's Botox. Ava, two Miu Miu handbags, told us she spent $3,000 bringing her Hugo to Lapland, followed by a further $5,000 in counselling because she had to sit next to someone from Ovens there and back. They gave their kids crisps, own brand. Kira, three sons impressed it. She ended up sitting next to a greyhound guy from Whitechurch called Timmy Dogs. I mean, that's verging on assault. So, is there a Brown Thomas style Lapland where we can steer clear of these types? Monica, Blackrock Road.
My friend four-star Fiona is in the travel game. I said, where do posh Cork professional parents head for in December? She said Amsterdam. I said, surely you can't bring your kids there for the weekend. She said, exactly. Hashtag head wrecked from them.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Cork's at Music Station, Red FM, Camila Cabello and DaBaby on My Oh My. So Britain is finally leaving the European Union today after months and months of wrangling since the Brexit referendum result in 2016. From now on, nobody from abroad will be able to tell them what to do, apart from Vladimir Putin, Donald Trump and the Chinese government. Oh, and the Conservative Party has launched a range of merchandise, including tea towels and mugs with the slogan, I got Brexit done on them. Buy them now and you'll wait 3.5 years for them to be delivered for reasons of irony. But best of Brexit moment this week was Armourade McGuinness, Vice President of the European Parliament, who did this to a gloating Nigel Farage.
You want to ban our national flags, but we're going to wave you goodbye, and we'll look forward in the future to working with you as sovereign.
If you disobey the rules, you get cut off. Could we please remove the flags?
And then said this to a still gloating Nigel Farage.
That's it, it's all over. Finished.
please sit down, resume your seats, put your flags away, you're leaving, and take them with you if you are leaving now.
And then, referencing the Auschwitz commemoration that they'd clearly been hearing about, she finished strongly with this retort.
The word hate was used in the last contribution. And I really think, given what we listened to prior to this, that we should not hate anyone or any nation or any people.
Thank you, President. And I must say that the only thing I'm absolutely sure I will not miss is listening to Mr. Farage. I speak...
Too right. I'd say they're all bloody glad to see the back of him.
Red FM is part of Cork, part of our community, and we know it's been a difficult time.
People should now stay away from restaurants and stay away from pubs. Think of the impact if that were to happen here.
We need to change how we interact with each other to stop the spread, stop shaking hands, stop embracing, reduce all physical contact.
This is the calm before the storm, before the surge. And when it comes, and it will come, never will so many ask so much of so few.
But now, we're slowly returning to normal.
The local people are really coming out in support to us.
That means shops opening.
Hopefully this is the start of it back to normality.
New ways to do business.
We've limited the numbers coming into the park.
And we're here to help as businesses open up.
Stay local.
Stay safe.
As Cork reopens for business.